16. The Teacher's Guide to Mainstreaming by Kathleen Whitbread. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Teacher's Guide to Mainstreaming by Kathleen Whitbread is a comprehensive guide for teachers who are responsible for the education of students with disabilities. The book provides an overview of the legal and educational requirements that must be met in order to ensure that all students receive an appropriate education, regardless of their disability. It also offers practical advice on how to create successful learning environments for these students. The book begins by discussing the history and current state of special education law, including relevant court cases and legislation. It then examines various aspects of mainstreaming, such as determining which services are necessary for each student, developing individualized education plans, IEPs, creating inclusive classrooms, providing accommodations and modifications, working with parents and other professionals involved in a student's care, understanding assessment tools used to measure progress toward goals set out in IEPs, managing behavior issues related to disabilities or cultural differences among classmates, teaching social skills needed for success in school settings, addressing bullying or harassment directed at disabled students from peers or staff members, and more. In addition to offering guidance on classroom management strategies specific to mainstreamed classrooms, such as using cooperative learning activities, the book also includes information about resources available through federal agencies like the Department of Education's Office of Special Education Programs, OSEP, as well as private organizations dedicated to helping children with disabilities succeed academically. Finally, it provides sample forms that can be used when writing IEPs or documenting meetings between educators and parents. Overall, The Teacher's Guide to Mainstreaming is an invaluable resource for any teacher looking for help navigating the complexities associated with educating disabled students within regular classroom settings. With its clear explanations backed up by real-world examples, this book will provide readers with both theoretical knowledge about special needs laws along with practical tips they can use right away. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mainstreaming is the process of including students with disabilities in general education classrooms. Idea summary: Mainstreaming is the practice of including students with disabilities in general education classrooms, allowing them to benefit from the same educational opportunities as their peers. It is important to ensure that the student is receiving the necessary support and accommodations to be successful in the classroom. Main idea number 2. It is important to create an inclusive environment in the classroom. Idea summary: Creating an inclusive environment in the classroom is essential for successful mainstreaming. This includes providing a safe and supportive learning environment for all students, as well as ensuring that all students are respected and valued. Main idea number 3. Teachers should be aware of the legal requirements for mainstreaming. Idea summary: Teachers should be aware of the legal requirements for mainstreaming, such as the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. These laws provide guidance on how to ensure that students with disabilities receive the necessary support and accommodations to be successful in the classroom. Main idea number 4. Teachers should be aware of the different types of disabilities. Idea summary: Teachers should be aware of the different types of disabilities that students may have, such as physical, cognitive, and emotional disabilities. This knowledge will help teachers to better understand the needs of their students and provide the necessary support and accommodations. Main idea number 5. Teachers should be aware of the different types of accommodations and modifications that may be needed. Idea summary: Teachers should be aware of the different types of accommodations and modifications that may be needed for students with disabilities. These may include changes to the curriculum, modifications to the classroom environment, and the use of assistive technology. Main idea number 6. Teachers should be aware of the different types of instructional strategies that can be used to support students with disabilities. Idea summary: teachers should be aware of the different types of instructional strategies that can be used to support students with disabilities. These may include differentiated instruction, cooperative learning, and the use of technology. Main idea number 7. Teachers should be aware of the different types of assessment strategies that can be used to evaluate student progress. Idea summary: teachers should be aware of the different types of assessment strategies that can be used to evaluate student progress. These may include standardized tests, portfolios, and performance-based assessments. Main idea number 8. Teachers should be aware of the different types of support services that may be available to students with disabilities. Idea summary: teachers should be aware of the different types of support services that may be available to students with disabilities. These may include speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, and counseling services. Main idea number 9. Teachers should be aware of the different types of assistive technology that may be available to students with disabilities. Idea summary: teachers should be aware of the different types of assistive technology that may be available to students with disabilities. These may include computer software, augmentative communication devices, and assistive listening devices. Main idea number 10. Teachers should be aware of the different types of transition services that may be available to students with disabilities. Idea summary: teachers should be aware of the different types of transition services that may be available to students with disabilities. These may include job training, post-secondary education, and independent living skills. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mainstreaming is the process of including students with disabilities in general education classrooms. It involves providing them with the same educational opportunities as their peers, while also ensuring that they receive the necessary support and accommodations to be successful. This can include modifications to instruction, curriculum, or assessment, additional instructional support such as tutoring or peer mentoring, and access to assistive technology. The goal of mainstreaming is for students with disabilities to have equal access to a quality education and develop skills that will help them become independent adults. To ensure success, teachers must create an inclusive classroom environment where all students feel accepted and respected. They should also provide appropriate accommodations so that each student can participate fully in class activities. In addition, teachers need to collaborate closely with parents and other professionals who are involved in supporting the student's learning needs. By working together, everyone can ensure that the student has every opportunity for success. Main idea number 2. Creating an inclusive environment in the classroom is essential for successful mainstreaming. This means providing a safe and supportive learning environment for all students, regardless of their background or abilities. It also involves ensuring that all students are respected and valued, and that everyone has access to the same opportunities. To create an inclusive classroom, teachers should strive to foster positive relationships between all members of the class. This includes encouraging open communication among students, as well as creating activities that promote collaboration and teamwork. Teachers should also be aware of any potential biases they may have towards certain groups or individuals, and work to ensure these do not affect how they interact with their students. In addition to fostering positive relationships within the classroom, it is important for teachers to provide resources tailored specifically towards different student needs. For example, if there are English language learners in the class, then materials such as bilingual dictionaries can help them better understand course content. Similarly, if there are special education students in the class, then additional support may need to be provided so they can keep up with their peers. Overall, creating an inclusive environment in the classroom is key for successful mainstreaming. By taking steps such as promoting positive relationships among classmates and providing tailored resources based on individual needs, teachers can ensure that every student feels welcome and supported throughout their educational journey. Main idea number 3. Teachers should be aware of the legal requirements for mainstreaming. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act are two important laws that provide guidance on how to ensure that students with disabilities receive the necessary support and accommodations to be successful in the classroom. IDEA requires schools to provide a free, appropriate public education in the least restrictive environment possible, while Section 504 outlines specific rights for individuals with disabilities. Under IDEA, teachers must create an individualized education program, IEP, for each student who qualifies as having a disability. This IEP is designed to meet their individual needs and includes goals related to academic performance, behavior management strategies, social skills development, and other areas of need. It also outlines any special services or accommodations needed by the student in order to access learning opportunities. Section 504 provides additional protections for students with disabilities by requiring schools to make reasonable modifications or adjustments so they can participate fully in school activities without discrimination based on their disability status. This could include providing assistive technology devices such as hearing aids or wheelchairs, making physical changes like installing ramps, allowing extra time on tests, providing alternative assignments, or offering tutoring services. By understanding these legal requirements, teachers can better serve all students regardless of ability level and help them reach their full potential. Main idea number 4. Teachers should be aware of the different types of disabilities that students may have. Physical disabilities can include impairments in mobility, vision, hearing, and speech. Cognitive disabilities can range from learning disorders to intellectual disability or autism spectrum disorder. Emotional disabilities can involve anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, and other mental health issues. Having an understanding of these various types of disabilities will help teachers to better understand the needs of their students and provide them with the necessary support and accommodations. This could include providing alternative methods for completing assignments or tests, allowing extra time for tasks, providing visual aids such as pictures or diagrams, using assistive technology like voice recognition software, offering flexible seating arrangements, or making modifications to classroom activities. It is also important for teachers to stay up to date on any changes in laws related to special education services so they are able to ensure that all students receive a quality education regardless of their disability status. Main idea number 5. Teachers should be aware of the different types of accommodations and modifications that may be needed for students with disabilities. These can range from changes to the curriculum, such as providing alternative assignments or assessments, to modifications in the classroom environment, such as allowing extra time for tests or providing a quiet area for studying. Additionally, teachers should also consider using assistive technology when appropriate. This could include speech-to-text software or other tools designed to help students with learning challenges. It is important that teachers understand how these accommodations and modifications can benefit their students. For example, by making adjustments to the curriculum, they can ensure that all learners have access to an equitable education regardless of any physical or mental limitations they may have. Similarly, by utilizing assistive technology, they can provide additional support and resources which will enable their students with disabilities to reach their full potential. Ultimately, it is essential that teachers are knowledgeable about the various types of accommodations and modifications available so that they are able to create an inclusive learning environment where all students feel supported and valued. Main idea number 6. Teachers should be aware of the different types of instructional strategies that can be used to support students with disabilities. Differentiated instruction is an approach in which teachers modify their teaching methods and materials to meet the individual needs of each student. This may include providing alternative assignments, modifying expectations for a particular assignment, or using visual aids or other technology to help explain concepts. Cooperative learning is another strategy that can be used to support students with disabilities by allowing them to work together in small groups on tasks they are struggling with. Finally, technology can also provide valuable assistance for students with disabilities. This could include assistive devices such as voice recognition software or text-to-speech programs. In addition, teachers should consider how best to use classroom accommodations and modifications when working with students who have special needs. Accommodations are changes made within the general education curriculum that allow all learners access to content without changing its essential meaning or rigor. Examples might include extended time on tests or having notes available during exams. Modifications involve more significant changes such as reducing the number of items on a test or providing alternate assessments. By being aware of these various instructional strategies and approaches, teachers will be better equipped to create an inclusive environment where all learners feel supported and respected. Main idea number 7. Teachers should be aware of the different types of assessment strategies that can be used to evaluate student progress. Standardized tests are one type of assessment strategy, and they provide a way for teachers to measure how well students have mastered certain skills or concepts. Portfolios are another type of assessment strategy, which allow teachers to track student progress over time by collecting samples of their work in various subject areas. Performance-based assessments are also an important tool for evaluating student learning. These involve having students demonstrate their knowledge through activities such as presentations, projects, and simulations. No matter what type of assessment is used, it is important for teachers to ensure that all students have access to the same materials and opportunities when taking tests or completing assignments. Additionally, it is essential that teachers create an environment where all students feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. By being aware of the different types of assessment strategies available and creating equitable conditions for evaluation, teachers can ensure that each student's individual strengths and weaknesses are accurately measured so they can receive appropriate instruction tailored to their needs. Main idea number 8. Teachers should be aware of the different types of support services that may be available to students with disabilities. These can include speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, counseling services, physical therapy, and other specialized instruction. Speech and language therapists help students develop their communication skills by providing individualized instruction in areas such as articulation, fluency, voice production, receptive/expressive language development, and social communication. Occupational therapists provide assistance with activities of daily living, ADLs, such as dressing or eating independently. Counseling services are also available to help students cope with emotional issues related to their disability or any other life stressors they may experience. Physical therapists work on improving gross motor skills like walking or running, while specialized instructors focus on teaching academic content in a way that is accessible for the student. It is important for teachers to understand how these various support services can benefit their students so they can make appropriate referrals when needed. Additionally, teachers should stay informed about new developments in special education research so they can better serve all learners in their classrooms. Main idea number 9. Teachers should be aware of the different types of assistive technology that may be available to students with disabilities. Assistive technology can help students with disabilities access educational materials, participate in classroom activities, and communicate more effectively. Examples of assistive technology include computer software such as text-to-speech programs or screen readers, augmentative communication devices such as speech-generating devices, and assistive listening devices such as FM systems. It is important for teachers to understand how these technologies work and how they can benefit their students. They should also have a basic understanding of the legal requirements related to providing appropriate accommodations for students with disabilities. Additionally, teachers should know where to find resources on assistive technology so they can stay up to date on new developments in this field. Finally, it is essential that teachers create an inclusive learning environment by making sure all students feel comfortable using any necessary assistive technologies. This includes providing adequate training and support for both the student and their family members when needed. Main idea number 10. Teachers should be aware of the different types of transition services that may be available to students with disabilities. These services are designed to help students make a successful transition from school into adulthood and independent living. Transition services can include job training, post-secondary education, and independent living skills such as budgeting, cooking, and self-care. It is important for teachers to understand what resources are available in their area so they can provide appropriate guidance and support for their students. Job training programs can help prepare students with disabilities for employment after graduation by providing them with hands-on experience in a variety of work settings. Post-secondary education options may include college or vocational schools where students can gain additional knowledge and skills needed for success in the workplace. Independent living skills classes teach basic life skills such as budgeting, cooking, cleaning, shopping, using public transportation systems safely, managing medications correctly, etc. It is also important for teachers to stay informed about any changes or updates related to transition services that may affect their students' ability to access these resources. By being knowledgeable about the various types of transition services available in their area and staying up to date on any changes or updates related to those services, teachers will be better equipped to provide effective guidance and support throughout the entire process. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.